Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will begin from Isaiah 3 and verse 10, and it reads, "Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." I want to start today by saying that, in a sense, there are two dimensions of righteousness. The first type is imparted or imputed righteousness, while the second kind of righteousness is practical righteousness. Imputed righteousness is the ability to stand in the presence of God without fear, shame, guilt, or condemnation. It is right standing with God on the basis of the finished works of Jesus Christ, which is appropriated by grace through faith in the heart of the recipient, that is, the believer. Romans 8 and verse 1 declares that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This is the basis of your righteousness. This kind of righteousness has been imputed or imparted to you, and in the justice system of God, you have been declared righteous, not guilty, on account of your faith in the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ. This is the beginning of your new life in Christ. There is another dimension, though, and this dimension of righteousness follows the law of sowing and reaping, giving and receiving, actions and consequences, or input and output. Your appreciation of all that Christ has done for you and on your behalf should prompt you to live in a particular way that is right, reasonable, and pleasing in His sight. This is practical righteousness and the external outworking of an internal reality in your heart. I believe that the text leans more towards practical righteousness than imparted or imputed righteousness, and there are a few reasons for this. The first reason is that the word that is used for righteous here means just and lawful in one's conduct and character, in one's course and in government. To have a just course, it means to be in the right. The second reason can be seen from the text itself, because it says, "They shall eat the fruit of their doings." So, the issue of righteousness means being mentioned here is with respect to their doings, actions, or deeds, and not another man's. Through the unique privilege of the power of your choice, you can determine your future in your present through the law of sowing and reaping, actions and consequences, input and output. So I say to you, choose to plant in the present through your actions the harvest that you will like to receive in your future. All shall be well with you, because as someone who is righteous, you give yourself to think right, believe right, live right, and act right in line with the word, will, wisdom, and ways of God. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have declared me righteous as if I had never sinned. On that basis, I say to my spirit, soul, and body that it is well with you. You will reap the good of all that you have sown. As someone who is righteous, I walk out and live out in my life the internal reality that I've experienced in Christ Jesus. I walk, function, and operate in alignment with the word, will, wisdom, and ways of God for my life. I think right, believe right, live right, and act right to the praise and glory of God. In Yeshua's name, amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using next steps as a subject so I can help you further. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ugbeyeku. That is linktree.com Francis Ubeku, or simply copy the link and paste in your browser, and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeku, and before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May He lift up His countenance upon you and may He give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.